All right, it's quarter after two. It is the Bob and Dan radio program. Today, Julie is Bob.
Howdy.
How does that make you feel?
That's awesome. Pretty good.
What does he always
Bob?
Say? Yeah.
Hey, girls.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, guys.
Being Bob. This is fun.
I like when you imitate Bob. I think you have a little something there, and you should let it grow a bit.
Obviously.
Two points for Julie.
We'll see.
She gets on the board.
I'll work on it.
He's on fire!
All right, so we're in the middle of talking about this program, which is a reality show. I'm generally against reality shows, but actually, I was sucked in. Now, we're not going to talk about the other couples, but I was actually like, oh, what? Okay, that's... I'm interested in the way the high society people were treating the poor 21-year-old Hispanic girl.
Mm-hmm.
Those all
they weren't very kind,
puffy-lipped, fake-boobied
faces all look the same.
Extreme Botox job on that one lady.
Botoxied, just lady, just. And I'm sure the producers behind the scenes are saying, "Go ahead, just be very, very vocal. If you're against this, tell her." And she did.
She did.
So I'm actually getting sucked into this stupid show, but it's mostly about Katie Hamilton. So Katie Hamilton, Josh Hamilton's ex-wife, and I heard Corby mention this yesterday, even when she said on screen, if you Google me, it says I'm worth $10 million. She kind of smirked, she knew that's a low ball.
I feel like everyone on this show that was saying their net worth, I think that's higher than they're actually
worth.
You
think?
I do. I think they're living lifestyles above what they have. And I feel like that's pretty common for people that do that. Like,
but
she says
Josh,
$10
million. Right. Like, how much money did he make?
What did he make? Go Baseball Reference that, if you can,
so
Killer.
So is she getting half of it, or how much is she getting?
Isn't that how it
works? Well, I mean, obviously a bunch gets sliced off from taxes, and then you're going to get a bunch sliced off from your agent and things and cars and driving and car stuff. But I would think the ex-wife of Josh Hamilton has more than $10 million. Would
That's
I be wrong to
said,
say he's made... Has he made $200 million? Has he made $150 million? Certainly, his Angels contract was $150. Don't they list it at the bottom of Baseball Reference?
Yeah, career $140 million is what he's made.
How much?
$140 million.
So let's just say half of it was eaten up by spending, car stuff, driving, and agents and taxes.
Right.
That's 70. She still had... Okay. I would think 10 is low anyway.
Ugh. That was so painful to hear. And I know that's just the way life works. If you marry some dude that's really rich and divorce him, you get that much money. But, ugh. It was so painful. $10 million just for marrying him and divorcing him.
Popping out four kids?
Ugh.
Gosh, just $10 million for that.
She's set.
So they have four kids together, and I imagine this first kid is not hers with him, right? They never made that clear.
A little ticky-tacky.
She said I was a single mother.
She was 19, I think.
She was 19 when she had her first daughter. So her first daughter is 18 years old. And the thing is, as you heard, if you remember the audio we played a moment ago, so she met Colton with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a friend of her daughter's.
Yep. I met Colton at my house. Like, that's just bad when you say that's where you met some
dude. The kids came over for a pool party.
Right.
I had pizzas. I got the boy.
So that feels as dirty as anything could feel.
Like, how does that even start? So Colton comes over and he's kind of eyeing her mom. She's an attractive lady.
Yeah, which if I'm an 18-year-old and she's walking around,
like,
I'm certainly...
Like, that's kind of what you expect. You never expect the mom to be eyeing... The friend of her daughter, who's that much younger
especially
than her.
The deep religious, you know, I make all my decisions based on my faith, Katie
right.
Hamilton.
And then, like, who approaches who? Like, how did that even start? Oh, I think they referenced it. Oh,
okay, so let's get
he
to that.
He said he didn't remember something.
This is, I think they're talking about the night they met.
Do you remember the night we met?
Vaguely.
You probably think about the night we kissed more.
Had to start subtle to see if it was actually real.
I'm so glad you did.
Katie is nurturing and cares about my well-being, and it's why I could see myself marrying her one day.
This day, I feel like, has been very needed because it's kind of like the calm before the storm.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, you know, Julia's coming home tonight. My daughter Julia has been in Miami modeling for the past few months, and I haven't told Julia that Colton and I are dating. They're definitely good friends, so I could see it potentially complicating things. Have you talked with her about kind of where we are?
Not exactly. We talk as friends and I don't really bring up her mom.
Julia knows that Colton and I have flirted, but she definitely doesn't know how serious we are.
I mean, she knows I'm around.
I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm dropping a bomb on her, but I kind of feel like I am a little bit. I'm ready to take things with Colton to the next level. But at the end of the day, my kids are my priority, and I don't want it to affect her and my relationship or her and Colton's friendship either. I'm hopeful, but not optimistic.
This is insane. How does she even get on this show? How do people get wind of it? Is she looking to get on the show? Clearly she is, right? Were you telling me she was trying to get on a Real Housewives of something
she
show?
It was like season 10 of Real Housewives. It was Orange County. And she and Josh were supposed to be on it, I read, and then that's when they started having trouble and failed from the show. But obviously, this is kind of what she's looking for. She used to get a lot of attention, and then all of a sudden, you're divorced with four kids, and you don't have that attention, and you're maybe seeking something out. Now, that doesn't mean that this isn't true love, Dan.
Oh, certainly.
It's just I don't want to discount
the possibility
true
of true love. But so she's dating a guy who's friends with her daughter. Her daughter's 18. This guy's 23.
Yeah, 23, which is kind of weird in itself.
That's an odd, yeah.
The 5 years difference, because when they were started going out, her daughter was a minor, and this guy was 22, hanging out with a 17-year-old girl. That, to me, is really creepy,
too. Well, her daughter said that her friend brought him to their house. So it was almost like he was a friend of her friend.
I would still think weird if my 17-year-old daughter had 22-year-old dudes coming to her pool parties.
I think that's
parties.
When it starts happening. Those old dudes come around. I mean, what, 3 to 5 years?
Obviously, the older you get, the less age gaps mean.
Right.
But 17 and 22 feels weird.
Well, once you get to college, you're hanging out with people that are all different ages.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound like
we had a 26-year-old guy. Was he 28? Maybe 26. Some guy in our dorm was like that age, over 25, and I thought he was the oldest, creepiest dude I had ever met. So I was 18, you know, and it just felt weird. Like, you're way old to be in here, dude.
RA guy, or what are they called? Were they?
He was a student.
Okay, because the random old people that were supposed to be monitoring the dorms, those were always kind of weird to me, too.
He was a student. I lived in an upper-class, freshman 2 upper-class dorm, and I remember when he put his arm around me during the first week, and he told me he was fired up about the new crop of freshman pee.
Oh, no.
That was on its way in. Or maybe it was at the end of the year after I knew him a bit, and he was telling me about next year. He couldn't wait because he was going to live in that same dorm. I'm like, dude, you're 80.
Guess what?
That's great.
So, anyway.
He's in jail now? Probably.
He probably still lives in that dorm.
Hmm.
Because he gets older, but they stay the same age, Julie.
Right. That's what our real estate developer friend said, basically. He said, my first wife was 23, my next wife was 26. Why would I marry or date somebody that's older when I don't have to?
So she thinks it's a good idea to not ever tell her daughter about this relationship until they're on camera together. So I would be interested to know why she told her daughter the cameras are there.
Right.
Like, is it because I'm involved in a reality show or blah, blah, blah? I don't know. And are you just sitting with your agent looking at these are the casting calls for various reality shows? Which one could you join? Well, I can't join Real Housewives anymore. Not a wife.
Nope.
Oh, how about this one? It says Mary and Millie. I don't know. Is this all fake? Whatever. Anyway, if it's not fake, it's just terrible. here they're going to actually tell her daughter about this whole situation.
It's been so long since I've been here. I've missed it so much.
My daughter Julia has been in Miami modeling for a few months, and she's finally home. When I had Julia, I was 19. I was a single mom. So our relationship has always been really special. You know, she's definitely been my little buddy. But, you know, right now I'm still her mom.
It's been, like, literally so long since I've had a pedicure.
Well, yeah, I haven't been around to pay for it. I haven't told Julia that Colton and I are dating. And I don't know how she's going to take it. They're definitely good friends. So I am a little nervous to share this news with her. I missed you. I'm glad you're home.
I know.
A lot's happened in 3 months. A whole lot's happened, actually. So.
What's been going on?
When you left, Colton and I mean, you know, we were, like, talking, hanging out.
Like, I mean, have you seen him, like, since I've been gone? Because...
Oh, I mean, I see him. It's definitely, like, more than hanging out.
I'm confused.
I mean, Colton and I, we are dating exclusively.
Dun, dun. Shocked look, go to break. Next week. We'll be at dinner, all three of us together, and blah, 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 blah.
I'm looking forward to dinner next week.
Me too.
It's going to be awesome.
This whole thing is insane. I don't know if I'm going to watch it anymore.
Oh, I
That's
am.
That's not true.
I'm in.
Julia's just not quite sure how she feels yet. She's not on board. And then we've also heard Katie say that if her daughter is not on board, then she's not sure if this can continue. And I don't know if I believe her. So we'll find out.
I know, and I was fast-forwarding through a bunch of the other stuff. I stopped on some of it, but were they... Do they talk to the family of the 21-year-old girl who's going out with a 60-year-old guy?
They talk to her grandmother.
Are they on board with it?
At first, I think the grandmother's like, if you love him, go with it. I don't think the rest of the family... I think everybody's families are against these relationships.
Yeah, you would think.
But there's always that one family member that says, you know what? Do what makes you happy.
Well, right. I'm torn a little bit because, like, are these people really in love or not? If they're really in love...
They're not.
It's hard to, you know... I don't know. Can you be in love with somebody that you're 40 years younger than? 40 years! What do you have in common? My spouse would not even be born yet.
Nice.
I don't know, man. It's the way it is, right? It's messed up.
I know. And
how much younger is Trump's wife than him?
Not that much. Like, what, 20 years, maybe?
20-some?
I don't know. And then if Katie Hamilton really did have a sad divorce, and it's been 4 years, and she hasn't dated anybody, and she's lonely, and this is, you know, this is the guy that makes her happy, then...
If it's your daughter's friend, it's your daughter's friend.
It's unconventional.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. And then, like, isn't the friend going to worry whenever she brings anybody else around her mom? Like, what if she...
Right, what if they break
what
up?
What if she brings home her boyfriend and then has to worry, is my mom going to move in on my boyfriend just because she thinks he's cute and he can kind of rap?
I think Katie Hamilton is sickening.
She's the craziest person on that show.
Yeah, I think this is... insane, and I don't know what her... And obviously, she wants to be famous.
Yeah. How famous are you going to get from this Marrying Millions show, that really? I mean, we're talking about her, but I feel like this show probably has, like, 4 to 6 episodes in it.
And I wonder how much money they're getting for this.
That's interesting.
Right.
I'm guessing, like, $1 million. I have zero idea, but, you know...
Each one of them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Split it 50%.
And, you know, it's reality TV, so obviously there's somebody telling them to do this or that or say... You got to pretend, at least, that you want to get married and have kids. You don't have to do that, but...
I know.
Yeah, at least for the cameras here, let's pretend we're doing that. I don't know. Maybe we're just all getting duped, but even that, if she's doing a fake thing, well, then everybody's going to think you're the most horrible woman that has ever roamed the earth.
Oh, and using your child like as a pawn for your fake thing?
I think she's absolutely horrible, and she should be embarrassed doing this and she should quit right now. But probably they all got them all in the can. So
yeah, and we'll keep talking about it.
And I feel sorry for Josh Hamilton a little bit.
I do too.
Like, you were duped by this woman as well. And you had to give half your money, and she did nothing. But
and then he has to see this? Like, is he going to... Surely he sees this show.
Right!
I and doubt he watches anything like this.
Yeah, but that's public... Yeah,
this?
Wouldn't you watch it if it was your ex-wife? And you're publicly embarrassing the guy that gave you these millions of dollars. That you said
Colton
that
with a K,
faith is what kept you together and blah, blah, blah. Yes, and Colton with the K is now spending your money.
Yep.
Because of your golden arm, your golden bat.
It's a weird world we live in. A twisted world, Dan.
He's now using your golden shower.
Hmm.
Wait, that came out wrong. I certainly didn't mean to say that.
Of course you didn't.
All right, let's do some Crowline next on The Ticket.
The Ticket.